Chapter 36. Wells.
Is this better?
Wells turned and saw Asher, the Arcadian boy, pointing to the log he'd been chopping. The grass was covered with wood shavings and pieces that had been discarded after false starts, but this one actually looked promising.
Definitely.
Wells nodded and crouched down next to the log, running his fingers over the grooves Asher had carved into the wood. Just make sure they're all approximately the same depth, or else the logs won't lock into place. As Wells stood up, Graham walked by, carrying a shred of metal tarp toward the growing mound of salvaged supplies in the middle of the clearing. Wells stood a little taller, bracing for a scoff or snide remark, but Graham kept his eyes forward and continued on without a word. The fire had destroyed their tents, but most of the tools had been spared, and the medicine too. It had been Wells' idea to try to build permanent wood structures. It was 1,000 times more difficult than it sounded in books, but they were slowly figuring it out.
Wells!
A girl from Walden ran over.
How are we going to hang the hammocks? Eliza said they're going to hang from the roof beams, but those aren't going to be ready for days, right? Also, I was thinking...
I'll come over in a few minutes, okay? Wells said, cutting her off. A look of hurt flitted across her round face.
I'm sure you and Eliza are doing a great job, he added, giving her a small smile. I'll be right there.
She nodded and dashed away, darting around a pile of melted tent rods that still looked too hot to touch. Wells glanced over his shoulder, then started walking toward the tree line. He needed a moment to himself, to think. He moved slowly. The heaviness in his chest seemed to seep into his limbs, making every step laborious and painful. At the edge of the forest, he paused, breathing the cooler air deep into his lungs, and closed his eyes. This was where he'd kissed Clark for the very first time on Earth, and for what was surely the last time in his life. He thought he'd already experienced the most terrible kind of pain possible, knowing that Clark hated him, that she couldn't stand the sight of him. But he'd been wrong. Watching her leave with Bellamy had nearly killed him. She hadn't even looked his way when she'd come to collect what was left of her gear. She just nodded silently at the rest of the group before following Bellamy into the forest. If only she knew what he'd really done to be with her on Earth. He'd risked everything, and it was all for nothing.